This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Barbados Association of Psychiatrists calls for greater attention on mental health in the education system. The Ministry of Education makes clear there will be no finger pointing or blame games over the Springer Memorial simulation incident. The Democratic Labour Party's Young Democrats calls for legislation to protect children against actions of the state. A government minister wants CARICOM to create a plan to address climate change issues affecting the region. And bodies line corridors as Gaza Hospital warns it is at breaking point. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Association of Psychiatrists calls for greater consideration of mental health and trauma-informed approaches in the education system.
In a statement, the association expressed concern over Wednesday's traumatic events inflicted by the system for whose mandate is to protect. It added that following on from the ill-advised arm simulation attack drill carried out by all males at an all-female secondary school, it enacted further trauma within the system, and psychosocial impacts were overlooked with the threats to physical and psychosocial safety. BAP stated there was no apparent warning, discussion about, or teaching on what to expect and do in the instance of this type of threat. They stressed that one cannot assess the effectiveness of this intervention if there was no training. The association added that the drill has caused unintended harm. BAP acknowledged the fact that there is a rise in crime and violence in communities across Barbados, which has encroached itself on the school setting. The statement added that they are acutely aware of mass tragic school shootings, particularly in the United States, who have tried to improve their preparedness to the possibility of armed intruders on school compounds. But BAP noted that in some states, armed assailant drills led to confusion and controversy. BAP has suggested that we use some of the recommendations employed by the American Psychiatric Association Foundation and the National Association of School Psychologists. It says schools should engage in simple discussion-based exercises before conducting drills. It says if such drills are held, schools must consider factors such as developmental maturity, psychological history, prior traumatic experiences, personality, and special needs of participants. It also stressed that mental health professionals and teachers should be involved in the planning, creating appropriate content of drills and practice of drills. It also added that all participants should be notified in advance of the details of all the planned activities involved in the drills. It also said that staff should be trained to recognize common trauma signs and monitor participants during the drill. Participants should also have access to mental health professional input and support systems after completion of the drill. Ricardo Roberts, Starcom Network News.
The Ministry of Education describes the Springer Memorial security simulation as a teachable moment and insists there will be no blame laying and finger pointing. Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw was speaking against the backdrop of calls for those responsible to be fired. Dr. Archer Bradshaw, while admitting some things went wrong, says that despite what is being spread on social media, the ministry acts based on facts and evidence.
I am not going to sit here and point fingers and blame the principal and the Health and Safety Committee and others for taking initiative to do something that went wrong. As I said, the Ministry of Education has oversight. Principals have responsibility for the activities at their school. The ministry is not in the business of micromanaging schools. It does not know every single day, every single minute what happens in schools. That is why we have principals and we place trust in our principals to do what they have to do. But we fully understand that with that, things can go very, very right, or at times things can go wrong. And when things do go wrong, it is very important for all of us to learn from it.
She believes important lessons have been learned from the incident that will be used to improve how all schools operate in the future.
We had to sit down, look at it, evaluate it. I asked the principal to provide me with a full report because it must be a teachable moment. This will not prevent the Ministry of Education from trusting their principals to do what they have to do because many of them are doing an excellent job. And I would not want the principals to think that they can't conduct drills now because of this or they can't use their initiative to do things because of this. But I want that when they do use their initiative, that to the best that they can, they get the input of all of the experts and so on, so that they make the best decision at a given point in time.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. Attorney at Law and Chairman of the Young Democrats, Tyra Trotman, wants legislation to be put in place to protect children against the actions of the state. She was speaking during a press conference at the DLP's headquarters yesterday.
Here we have the state abusing children psychologically and mentally. And now we're faced with a situation where we're given excuses and apologies, but I'm not certain if it will go much further. And that is why I stress the importance of having legislation put in place, or at least sections, that protect children from actions of the state and their actors.
Chairman of the Young Democrats, attorney Tyra Trotman. In the meantime, chairperson of the Democratic Labour Party's Women's League, Melissa Savory-Gittins, questions whether students went through drills before the simulation that occurred on Wednesday. During the press conference, Ms. Savory-Gittins stated that the drills would have prepared the students for what to do in the event of a situation.
Do we know the difference between what is a drill and what is a simulation? Did we have drills first? The drill will teach people what to do in a situation where students taught what to do if some person entered the compound, where students given directions on what is a code red, what is a code orange, what is a code blue. Did we do these things beforehand? Before we push a full-on simulation, like I said, which is different from a drill, full-on simulation on children that are not ready.
However, Chief Fire Officer Errol Maynard explained the difference between a simulation and a drill, noting that simulations are intended to have a realistic reaction so appropriate measures could be put in place. He also noted that simulations do not have to be done to the extent of the one done at the Springer Memorial School.
When you hear about persons conducting a drill, it means that they've done some education and you're trying to make sure that everyone got a good understanding of what he or she is required to do when something does happen. The simulation is more of a real life situation where you bring all of those skills that you have and they say, we have a simulation, you're not prompted anything of the sort, and you have this real life situation where you then evaluate whether or not these players now actually are doing what they were being taught to do during the exercises or the drill. So a simulation is more like a brain all everything together, acting it out in a real life situation.
Chief Fire Officer Errol Maynard. Minister in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Sandra Husbands, is calling on CARICOM to create a plan to address several issues affecting the region, including climate change. She was speaking during the opening ceremony of the Trinidad and Tobago Chamber of Industry and Commerce trade mission to Barbados at Accra Beach Resort yesterday.
With one event, climate change can actually erode everything that we've worked for so diligently over the years. You can lose a business overnight, a home overnight, and we could find ourselves being climate refugees seeking refuge somewhere else. So we need to develop a regional strategy that will help us to deal with the challenges that climate change will bring to us. We've got to be able to find a way to ensure that there's food security, that there's energy and water security, and that there's production security, and that is the business of every single person in this room right now and beyond.
Minister in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Sandra Husbands. And finally, Gaza City's main hospital, Al-Shifa is at full capacity. Hallways and courtyards are filled with hundreds of bodies as the morgue's refrigerators cannot hold them all. More bodies still lie outside. Inside, hundreds of seriously injured people fill the hallways as staff work under immense pressure, knowing that all services might soon grind to a halt if its backup generators stop working. Women and children are among the wounded. Meanwhile, France's interior minister has banned all pro-Palestinian demonstrations in the country. Recapping the headlines, the Barbados Association of Psychiatrists calls for greater attention on mental health in the education system. The Ministry of Education makes clear there will be no finger pointing and blame game over the Springer Memorial simulation incident. The Democratic Labour Party's Young Democrats calls for legislation to protect children against actions of the state. A government minister wants CARICOM to create a plan to address climate change issues affecting the region. And bodies line corridors at Gaza's hospital and warns it's at breaking point. That was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.